Hey guys, so I'll just jump straight into things because I only got 3 minutes. So chlamydia and gonorrhea testing usually involves performing a nucleic acid amplification test on every sample that the patient provides. This represents significant cost and workflow burdens because the one patient can provide up to 3 samples, first pass urine, pharyngeal swab, and a rectal swab. Therefore, significant interest exists in pooling methodologies because of their ability to reduce costs. And we evaluated one such pooling methodology here. Our study design looked at performing a nucleic acid amplification test on every sample the patient provided, where one or more of the patient the samples were positive. We then mixed the one patient samples together and did a nucleic acid amplification test on this pooled sample. We looked at the agreement between the pooled arm and the individual run arm, and we did this at the point of care. Let me just take a breath because I'm a bit nervous. Using peer test facilitators, and we used the GeneXpert machine. Go to the next slide. There we go. So these are the results of phase one, and I'll just, in the interest of time, quickly go over these. We report 90% sensitivity for chlamydia and gonorrhea testing, 89% for gonorrhea, and there were 5 and 4 discordant samples, respectively. Discordance refers to a sample that was positive on the individual arm, but negative on the pooled arm. We then did a urine dilution series which suggested that we could reduce the amount of urine to improve the NAT pool performance. And then we also noted that the majority of infections were in extragenital sites. So on that basis, we repeated the study again. However, we reduced the amount of urine to 1 mL from 7 mL in the previous phase. And you can see that sensitivity for chlamydia has gone up to 96% from 91%, and gonorrhea has gone up to 91% from, I think, 89% in the previous phase. So moving on to what we're going to do to translate next. We're going to do confirmatory testing of the pooled samples and do some genome sequencing and antimicrobial resistance genotyping. In terms of translating this into practice, we're going to look at doing some of the validation work required for TGA approval of a pooling methodology. Uncertain whether or not that's going to be possible with the sensitivities we're reporting. We're also going to pursue NATA accreditation as well because that's essential to the validation work that we will need to do for TGA approval. And we're also partnering with a sexual health clinic to provide a on-site treatment clinic, which will help it'll provide a framework for doing the disease surveillance notifications, and you'll have added benefits of reduced time to treatment and things like that. And that's everything.